You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hi, and welcome to The Compass, the podcast documenting the struggles of life as an artist. I'm Leah Walsh.
Hi, guys. So I have a mini episode for you today. I'm going to read a poem by Adrienne Rich called What Kind of Times Are These? And a little bit of an article about the poem by Maria Popova from brainpickings.org. So if you'd like to hear that, continue listening. And if not, check back next week. It's actually the 3-year anniversary of the podcast. And I just finished about 15 minutes ago recording an interview with actor and producer Laura Ramadeh, and it got me so excited and so inspired. I can't wait to share it with you next week. Yeah, so check back for that. I'm sorry that I haven't been getting as many interviews out. I'm 37 weeks pregnant right now and things have been a little crazy, but this conversation with Laura just got me so excited and inspired, especially by the women artists in my life. So I just decided to do a little mini episode for tomorrow, so at least something's coming out. And I will talk to you again soon next week. So if you're sticking around, let me just read this article by Maria Popova. Again, this was found on brainpickings.org. The greatest poet in the English language found his poetry where poetry is found, in the lives of people. He could have done this only through love, by knowing that whatever was happening to anyone was happening to him, James Baldwin wrote in his superb meditation on Shakespeare, language as a tool of love and the poet's role in a divided society. Adding, it is said that Shakespeare's time was easier than ours, but I doubt it. No time can be easy if one is living through it. To ask ourselves what kind of time we live in is to consider the sources of our sorrow and unease, to confront the brokenness, but also to discover the cracks through which the light gets in. It is the poet's task, poet in that expansive Baldwinian sense of wakeful artist in any medium, to do the asking so that we may contemplate an answer and find a little more ease, perhaps even the promise of spaciousness and light in the act of contemplation. At the end of the 1930s, as terror was engulfing Europe, the exiled German poet Bertolt Brecht posed this question chillingly in a poem titled To Those Who Follow in Our Wake. What times are these in which a conversation about trees is almost a crime, for in doing so we maintain our silence about so much wrongdoing? Half a century later, the great feminist poet, essayist, and activist Adrienne Rich, May 16th, 1929 through March 27th, 2012, who devoted her life to the conviction that poetry can break open locked chambers of possibility, picked up Brecht's question in a piercing 1991 poem titled What Kind of Times Are These? Found in her Collected Poems 1950 through 2012, and reframed it into a new landscape of possibility that contained within itself the answer. And at this point, if you want to go to brainpickings.org, you can find a video recording of Adrienne reading the poem, which I will read for you now. What kind of times are these? There's a place between two stands of trees where the grass grows uphill, and the old revolutionary road breaks off into shadows near a meeting house abandoned by the persecuted who disappeared into those shadows. I've walked there picking mushrooms at the edge of dread. But don't be fooled. This isn't a Russian poem. This is not somewhere else but here. Our country moving closer to its own truth and dread, its own ways of making people disappear. I won't tell you where the place is, the dark mesh of the woods, meeting the unmarked strip of light. Ghost-ridden crossroads, leaf-mold paradise. I know already who wants to buy it, sell it, make it disappear. And I won't tell you where it is, so why do I tell you anything? Because you still listen. Because in times like these, to have you listen at all, it's necessary to talk about trees. Again, that was What Kind of Times Are These by Adrian Rich. It was within an article from January 1st, 2017 on brainpickings.org, written by Maria Popova. Have a good week. This podcast. If you find these conversations valuable to your life as an artist and would like to support the ongoing production of The Compass, please consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/thecompasspodcast. Pledges start at as little as $1 a month. You'll get access to bonus content, and anything you can give would be greatly appreciated. Also, if you have a moment, please rate or review in iTunes. Every little bit helps other listeners to find the podcast. I'd like to thank the following people for their generosity. The Compass cover art is by Kim Miller, music by Brandon Spieth, audio assistance from Nick Choksi, and a special thanks to Frankie J. Alvarez.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.